pleasure of talking with Natalia Adame, who is the Marketing Coordinator of Synergy and Strategic Partnerships at Disney ABC Television Group and a Promo Pathway graduate. But I want to go back to the Synergy and Strategic Partnerships. What exactly does that mean, and what do you do at ABC?
Well, the reason why the title is so long is because I am part of two teams. As the name says, one is Synergy and the other one is Partnerships. And the way I see it is from the partnership side, I basically support everything that has to do with our efforts of connecting and building relationships with external partners to promote our content and also promote their businesses. So just to give you an example, if we have a show that makes sense, let's say for The Bachelor, we will reach out to different businesses out there, and then we'll pitch some ideas in order to build an interesting and original campaign. But we also do conventions, big conventions like Comic-Con, where we promote our content and we get the word out there. We also organize screenings around the country in order to promote all the TV shows that we have. And we also work closely with the cable affiliates or entities like Hulu or DirecTV, AT&T. So basically, the way I see partnerships, it's every single effort that we do as a network to get the word out there and work with external partners. On the Synergy side, it's pretty similar, but you work with internal entities. So basically, you will be supporting and also getting support from the other Disney entities like Lucasfilms, Marvel, the studios, the parks, the cruise line. So every single business unit that Disney has. So whenever they need support from us, if let's say we have a show that makes sense for some of the promotions that they're running or some of the attractions in the parks example, they will come talk to us and see like, hey, how can we work together in order to make this a bigger thing? So it's not exactly the same as partnerships, but I do see similarities on that. Basically, the way I see my role on a general level is how can we all help each other to make things great?
Right. Awesome. And it sounds like it's a part of the whole ecosystem. You really get really kind of breaking down the entire sort of Disney ecosystem. I think you even said the cruise line. So it's kind of awesome to see it all sort of coming together.
Yeah, it is. Honestly, I mean, it's crazy because the company is so, so big. And I am amazed at how every single person here plays an important piece on making the whole thing work. I mean, it's just so big. When I started, I was a little bit overwhelmed, not in a bad way, but in a way of like, wow, there's just so much to learn. And it's just really interesting. I love it. I mean, every time we have meetings with other Disney entities and I get to know a little bit of what they do and how they do it, it really amazes me because I mean, people is just crazy talented, and I am really impressed at how we make everything work with the size of, you know, the company that we're talking about.
Right. And so how'd you get this job?
Well, I started an internship with ABC on their promo department, actually. I was an intern, so I got to cut a little bit of content. I mean, when I started, I really had no skills. I was going to Promo Pathway at the same time that I was doing that internship. And I was there for 6 months, and my internship was going to be over by then. And honestly, I think it was just like a combination of opportunity and someone supporting me here at ABC and recommending me to interview for the position. And I went through the whole process of interviews and eventually got it.
Amazing. And so did you always know that you sort of wanted to be in the business? Can you talk to me sort of about your journey, even leading up to before Promo Pathway?
My journey is a little bit crazy. So yeah, I'll give you details. I'll try to summarize because I tend to talk a lot. You can probably notice already.
It's all good.
I always knew that I wanted to be in entertainment. That is for sure. But the ways that I've been in entertainment, those have been changing a bit. When I went to school in Mexico and I studied marketing over there because, to be honest, only because I was afraid. I mean, right now there's a bigger entertainment industry in Mexico, but at the time that I was going to college, I mean, there really wasn't. And I guess I was just afraid to pursue that. And I just really didn't think there was a career in entertainment. To be honest with you, I didn't even know that there was an entertainment marketing department. I just didn't even know of its existence. So I always felt passionate about creating content and telling stories. And I thought about being an actor back then, but again, maybe I was just afraid to pursue that. And I got a full scholarship to this university in Mexico, and the most creative program, at least from what I could tell, was marketing. And I was like, well, this is great. You know, you get to work on campaigns, create content, be with creative people. I think this is great. So I did that. I graduated and I work at a very small boutique. Let's say boutique. That's a cool word. I work at a boutique advertising agency back there. But I always felt, and I mean, I worked there for maybe a little bit less than a year, or a year. But I always felt like the need to pursue entertainment, and don't ask me how. I mean, I guess I just got crazy, and I said, you know what, I'm going to LA. So I packed my stuff. I didn't know anybody here. Like, I have no contacts or anything, and I just packed my bags and looked for a place to stay, booked a one-way ticket, and I got here. So the first thing I did, because I always have the little voice in my head saying, you should try acting, I did. So I tried acting for a while, and I did, I mean, you name it. I did plays, I did commercials, I did short films, I did, you name it, I mean, student films. And I loved it, and I eventually got into the union, into the Screen Actors Guild. But at some point, I just reached a point in my life where I felt like I wasn't growing as much. And I was at an event that actually the Screen Actors Guild was organizing at the Paramount Studios, and I literally saw this girl that I had volunteered at a film festival a few years back when we were, you know, maybe we were super fresh here in LA. We really didn't know what we were going to do. And I saw her just like very happy and confident. And I was like, wow, I wonder what she's doing. Because we really didn't talk. It was a brief hello. And there was just something about her vibe where I was like, wow, I mean, she looks awesome. I wonder how she's doing. So I went and stalked her on LinkedIn. As we always do. And she was going to this event. I was going from the Screen Actors Guild side, but she was going from the Academy side, from the Television Academy side. And I was like, I wonder what she's doing. So, yeah, I got home, I stalked her on LinkedIn, and I saw that she was working at Warner Brothers. And I was like, what? How did she do that? And I noticed that she did this little thing called promo pathway, which I have no idea what it was. And I was like, promo pathway? This is very interesting. I mean, I wonder what it is. So I went to the site, and I mean, as I was reading the description, I was, are you kidding me? Like, this sounds perfect. I mean, I have a degree in marketing. I love entertainment. I am passionate for this industry and telling stories and being creative. And I was like, this sounds perfect. It just sounds way too good to be true. As I mentioned earlier, I have no idea that there was even, you know, a career path so specific. to entertainment. So I was like, let me try it. So I applied, and as part of the admission process, and I'm sure you're aware because I believe you also went to Promo Pathway. You also
did
the program. So as part of the admission process, you have to present a project on the judges' day, or on the first day when you're basically applying for admission. And there was an executive there. Well, I had to present to two executives, one from Fox and one from E! Entertainment. And apparently something, I did something good, I guess, because after that meeting, one of these executives, which by the way, I need to call him more often because I am tremendously grateful to him. This executive from Fox basically mentioned my name after all the judges got together. And there were some executives from ABC over there, which, by the way, one of them is my current boss because she's the maximum boss here. And they call me, I didn't meet them like at the actual event or at the admission day. But a few days after that, I got a call from, an email from ABC saying, are you interested in an internship? And at the time, I had a full-time job as a business analyst at an executive recruitment firm. And I was like, yes. So I quit my full-time job, and I didn't think twice. It's one of the best decisions I've ever made. I did my internship for 6 months, amazing 6 months, just like full of lessons and meeting new people and just being completely surrounded by a very different environment than what I was used to. And here I am almost 2 years later.
Amazing. Now, you were working at Korn Ferry for quite a while. And so making that transition, was that sort of a difficult decision to make?
It really was. It really, really was because, first of all, it was scary at every single level because nothing was for sure. You know, I could have just had the internship for 6 months and then I was just going to be unemployed and back to one. And also, you know, when you work at a place for a long time, you get, I don't want to say comfortable because I know that word can be perceived as negative, but you know, you get in your comfort zone and you know already how things work. And you know, I mean, it's very easy to be like, you know what, this is great because it was great. My previous job was really good. I had no complaints. So it was very difficult to say, why am I leaving something that it's really good? Or something that I don't even know what's going to happen. And yeah, it was scary as hell.
Right.
But I was hungry. I mean, I really felt like, as I mentioned also earlier, I felt like I wasn't growing. I felt like I wasn't learning more things. And I felt really stuck very, very often. So I guess that's really what made me say, okay, yes, it's scary, but I feel like I need to feel the rush again, and I need to feel like I'm being challenged again. And yes, I did, because it wasn't easy. I mean, as I told you, I had no technical skills at the time. I was doing the promo pathway at the same time that I was doing the internship. So yeah, I mean, that was definitely a very big learning curve for me, but it was all worth it. It was all worth it, and I'm just incredibly grateful for literally all the people that helped me, that opened the door for me, and that they were like, you know what? I mean, yeah, you may not be right there, and you may not have the skills now, but I'm going to start crying, maybe.
Right.
But we believe in you, and we want to give you an opportunity, and I'm just really grateful to them. To them, and honestly, I mean, the institution and the program and you know, everyone that I met there, because what they're doing there with Promo Pathway is a really good thing.
Awesome. And were you, before you got into the program, that particularly the Promo Pathway program is sort of a writer, producer, editor, 1 year program. And were you doing any editing or writing and all that stuff before you got into the program at all?
Like, did I have any skills before I got into the program?
Yeah.
Or did I do any of that?
No. Were you doing any of that before that?
Absolutely not. I mean, honestly, I knew what it was, what Premiere was, but I have never like got anything or work with any of the programs whatsoever.
So how was it when you first sat down at the table to start editing things? What was going through your mind?
I was going crazy. I was like, what? It was very challenging to me. And yes, I have some of the skills now. They definitely need to be, you know, polished still, and I need to keep practicing and just growing. But at the beginning, it was very scary, and it was very challenging and just very complicated, man. You can ask my classmates.
Right.
I was like, what is this? Because also at the pace that we go at the program, it's you have to work really fast, and you have to learn the new tools really, really quickly.
Right.
So yeah, it was very complicated. It was very, very complicated. But then when I was cutting, you know, my little tiny pieces and seeing them, I was like, wait a minute, like, I kind of like that. It's like, to me, editing, specifically, it's like a major puzzle. I sit down in front of that day and I literally get maybe a few seconds of just crazy overwhelm, and I'm like, What is this? I mean, I have like this 100 clips and I don't even know how they go together. And then I start freaking out. But there's a few seconds between freaking out and being like, oh, okay.
Right.
If I start right here and I put this in the middle and maybe, you know, and you start seeing like a rough skeleton of where you want to go. And then, of course, there's like a million changes in between. But yeah, I would say that my process is, first, super scared, then freaked out, then how am I going to do this? And then it's like, oh, okay, I get it.
Sounds like the life of a creative, any kind of creative, that's the process. Or even entrepreneurs, that's the process.
I know, yeah. I know.
Yeah, I definitely feel when I sat down to, I mean, I've been working with, I worked on Final Cut and Adobe Premiere and things like that for a very long time. But then in Promo Pathway, I was working on Avid, and I was like, what is this? Why do people use this? This is like, what's the point if there's so many easier applications? It makes sense, but it's what's the point if there's like, you know, you got Adobe Premiere, we shouldn't be using anything else.
I feel you. Oh my God. I cried tears of blood with Avid. I kid you not. I was like, what is this? I have a few filmmaking friends, and I had to work a lot after hours because I was just not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just not getting it. But anyways, I survived.
You did. And so when it came sort of closer to graduation, is that what was sort of going through your mind, and what was sort of your next steps in your mind? You mean you had the internship where you're like, okay, I'm finished. I have my reel. And you know, what was sort of that process?
Well, it was interesting because I got this job maybe a month before graduating.
Nice.
So I actually had, or maybe 2 months before graduating. So I had to work on my reels while I was already working here. And really what was going through my mind, maybe I wasn't as scared because I kind of knew what was going to be next, you know, because I had just started this position.
Right.
But really what was going through my mind was, I can't believe that that this program is about to be over, and this program is the only reason why I'm here. And I guess that was really my journey during those 2 months before I graduated. I was like, because some people told me, well, why don't you just leave the program if you have the job? But, you know, it's not about that. I mean, people were like, because it's a lot of work. I mean, you know, if you went through that, working on your reels and your final project, it's a ton of work, a ton. And obviously, right. I had just started here, and I wanted to give it my all, and it was challenging to work on both things at the same time. But I was like, of course not. Like, I want to, you know, close the cycle, and I've never considered myself to be a quitter, really, as cliche as that sounds. I just hate the feeling of leaving something unfinished. And that's it. I also cried tears of blood working a lot of hours after already working here full day to try to finish those reels. But really what went through my mind during those 2 months was just like, okay, it's about to be over, but this program is literally the only reason why I'm here. And I tell that to everyone here at ABC and just people that I meet along the way. If it would have not been for Promo Pathway, I probably would have never worked here. Did you have any
professors or mentors in the program during this time?
Well, we have several professors. We have one mentor, but he wasn't really part of the academia. He was an editor at the CW.
Nice.
But I would say that the person that inspired me, or two of the people that inspired me the most at over at Promo Pathway, were Mario, because he was always taking care of us.
Nice.
But Frank too.
Frank Dawson. He was on my TV the other day.
He was in your what?
He was on TV the other day. This is just
really
in a moment, but yes.
He was on TV doing what?
He was speaking about the films. Frank Dawson is the dean of career education at Santa Monica College, and sort of a liaison with PromXPDA's Promo Pathway. But he was he does films on the side and things like that. So I think he was talking about his movie, and he randomly came on my screen. I was like, wait, I know this man. But yes, Frank and Mario sort of played instrumental roles for you.
Yes. I mean, Frank really, really inspired me. It's not like, you know, I have a one-on-one with him regularly or anything like that. But I heard him talking on the first day, and then he will come to the classrooms from time to time and you know, check in with us. But then on our graduation day, he just like gave this really moving speech. And I actually approached him after graduation day, and I told him that, because I know he was a very important person to move forward with this Promo Pathway and Santa Monica and all that. I think he was a point person in the whole thing. And I told him that really what he did there, it's amazing. Because I'm not just speaking about myself. Like, I saw it with a lot of my classmates. Like, this program really changed our lives, and it works. And if you are willing to work hard, there's an opportunity for you. And I think Frank is really passionate about this.
Right.
It just really inspired me. I mean, in all the speeches that he gave, he was just, I mean, you can tell when a person is really speaking from the heart, and that's what I saw on him. So I actually saw him at another event just a few weeks ago, and I approached him again. I was like, hey, I just want to say thank you. If you ever need anything, you know, I'm all about giving back. I don't know what it is, but volunteering, picking up trash, I don't care. But if you ever need anything, just let me know. So yeah, Frank really inspired me, even though I never really had like a one-on-one relationship with him.
Awesome. And so if you would have to give, this is my last question, if you had to give someone advice on maybe wanting to do the Promo Pathway program, and, you know, or even be where you are right now at ABC, what's some advice you would give to them?
I would say be passionate, be just hungry for everything, hungry for learning new things, hungry for meeting new people, hungry for seeing new places, hungry for everything. And the most important thing in my own personal opinion is be kind. Be kind. I mean, whatever you are and whatever your situation is, I feel like if we all treat each other with kindness, we're all going to be in a good place. So yeah, it's be passionate, be hungry, and be kind. I would say that summarizes the whole thing.
Awesome. Natalia Adame, Promo Pathway graduate, now Marketing Coordinator, Synergy and Strategic Partnerships at Disney ABC Television Group. Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Thank you so much, Karim. It was a pleasure. Have a great day.
Paige Alpiniak is Editorial Director of Promax BDA. LaFern Cusack is Executive Producer of the Daily Brief Podcast and Senior Producer at Promax BDA. Video Helper provides the music. Digital Producer Kate LaCaire-Marion and Social Media Coordinator Kristen Craig contribute to Daily Brief. Follow Paige on Twitter at Paige A. Follow LaFern at LaFern Cusack and follow Promax BDA at Promax BDA. You can reach out to us at dailybrief@promaxbda.org. And you can subscribe to the Daily Brief Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, and now on Spotify. Thanks for listening.